We're reading tonight in our devotional period from the book of Colossians. You can turn over to Colossians chapter 3. The Apostle Paul here is speaking to brethren in Colossae. He's urging them to remember who they are, what they are, as God's people. Remember that you are a people who've been raised to walk with Christ, and therefore seek those things which are above. Set your mind on things above, verses 1 and 2. And he explains that they're now living a life that is to be different from their past. They have died to a certain way of living. In fact, he says, examine yourself, and if there are still things in your life that are alive, in terms of practices, habits, sins of various sorts, he says, you're to put those to death, or King James says, mortify. That's the idea. You just kill it. You don't allow it to live in your life. And he explains all of those types of things and what they are. And, you know, as God's people, we have to be the lights in this world, shining. We don't want to be living a life that the world, even the world, can point out and say, look at all that. Look at how they're living. Even the world can recognize things that aren't right, especially if you profess to be a Christian. You know, this time of year, when there's all this political stuff going on, and you know, you have the different candidates, and they're talking about what they believe, and then you have the attacks that go back and forth, and they're pointing fingers, and you know, this guy said this, and this guy's lied about this, and this guy's character, and you can even hear the way they talk sometimes, and you know, we have to think about what we represent and what we are as God's people. You know, the world is going to be different from God's people. We have to try to be lights that are very different from the world and that aren't the way that the world is in terms of conduct, speech, character, way of living. We have to be very, very different. And he speaks here about all these things that must be put off, put to death, verses 5, 6, 7, down to verse 8. And he describes all kinds and manners of sin. Verse 8, put off anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you've put off the old man with his deeds and have put on the new man, who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him. Where there is neither Jew, or rather Greek nor Jew, circumcised nor uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, or free, but Christ is all and in all. So, all are to be the same. Whether you're a Jew or a Gentile, whatever your background is, Christ has made you one, and has also not only made you one as a part of a family, but in terms of character, living, conduct. Everything is to be the same. And that sameness is found when you follow Christ. Because Christ is supposed to be in us. We are supposed to be like Him. And when we allow His Word to mold and shape us, then all these things, one by one, begin to be put off and away from us. And so He says in verse 12, therefore, for this reason, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on. So He's just described things you must put off. And then he says, therefore, because you are chosen of God, elect of God, because you are holy, that is separated, and beloved, you are dear to God, so you have to change your ways. And now, develop all of these things. Add these things to your ways, to your character, to your living. Tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, forgiving one another. If all people would be true Christians, the world would be a better place. You wouldn't see all of the conflict and the strife and the attitudes and all of that type of thing that we see in our world today, from the least even to the greatest, we see it. But God's Word remedies that problem. God's Word makes us Christ-like. And these things, developed in our lives, make us like our Savior. He says, if anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. Love is all-encompassing. And Paul in Romans chapter 13 describes the various things that we should abstain from doing, and many of the things that he lists toward the end of that chapter relate to the Ten Commandments, those types of laws. And he said it's all summed up in this way: love your neighbor as yourself. And when you read the description of love in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, you read of the things that make us Christ-like. Christ and God are love, the embodiment of love. And our aim and our effort every day should be to become more like this. It would be an exercise profitable to each one of us to stop and consider the individual things listed here in verses 12, 13, and 14, and ask ourselves, to what extent are these things seen in us on a daily basis? And where we see deficiency, we can grow and improve, that we might reflect the character and the conduct that glorifies and honors God, being a people of love, who because of love serve God, and because of love serve, reach out to, and seek to save our fellow man as well. Tonight, you may not be a part of God's family. You may not even have your sins forgiven, having been added by God to the body of His Son, which is the church, the everlasting kingdom. We today live in a kingdom that has a great history, the United States of America. You know, we're 200 plus years old, but think of the kingdom that never has an end. Kingdoms throughout this world have come to great power. We read of their history and their times of great prestige and advancement when they were at the peak of power. But kingdoms also fall. And God shows us in His Word that we can be a part of a kingdom that will never fall. It will never fail. And it is only growing in number. And those who are part of it will be one day released from this life and from this world and will go on to be in a place that's eternal in nature. The way to do that, of course, begins with turning to Christ and following Him, because it's His kingdom that is the everlasting kingdom. To be a part of it, we have to believe in Christ, that He is God's Son, and turn from our past sins, our way of living that is not compatible with God and His ways and how He teaches in His Word. We have to acknowledge our faith in Jesus and then be immersed or baptized so that our sins can be washed away in the blood of Jesus Christ. And then striving to live for God is a continual day-by-day thing. We won't be exempt from or free from temptation. We are, after we are baptized into Christ, washed clean and we are free from sin, but even though we've resumed or rather begun a new life, a life lived for the Lord, a life separate from sin, there will be times when we do stumble into sin. So we have to strive to maintain that faithfulness. And that is something that the Lord helps us to do through His Word. That's something that we have help from with our brothers and sisters in Christ. That's something we need to keep in mind. And if tonight, as you reflect upon your life, you think about the fact that sometimes I have wandered, you know, those things that are privately known to you, you can go to God in prayer. If things are public in nature, we can pray for you as your brothers and sisters in Christ. If you have a need tonight to turn to the Lord or come back to Him, we encourage you to do that as we stand and sing.